In the lunchtime edition, a shooting suspect escapes police custody at the hospital. A fourth senior member of the opposition DLP considering quitting the party. The NUPW warns of possible industrial unrest at the Air Navigation Department, including the air traffic controllers. And driving instructors complain of an alleged shortage of testing officers at the licensing authority. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The hunt is on for a shooting suspect who escaped from police custody while at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital yesterday. Starcom Network News understands that the young man, who is known to frequent the Gull Hill, Silver Hill area, had been taken in for questioning in relation to one of the recent shootings and may even have been a suspect in a murder. He was being held for questioning at the Oystens Police Station in Christchurch, but was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital for medical attention. He was at the hospital in the custody of a police officer yesterday evening when he managed to escape. Up to news time, the suspect remained on the run. Well, in the wake of three recent high-profile resignations from the opposition Democratic Labour Party, a third senior member tells Starcom Network News she too is considering quitting the DLP. Undine Whittaker, a member of the DLP's Executive Council, has written to the party's acting president and acting general secretary in correspondence dated August 29th in response to a warning letter she had received. Ms. Whittaker, a former DLP general election candidate and advisor to former Prime Ministers Thompson and Stewart, was one of several DLP members denied entry to the party's recent annual conference. Subsequently, she has been highly critical of what transpired there and of other recent developments in the party, including the removal from the Senate of former opposition Senator Tricia Watson, who has subsequently resigned from the party. In her letter, Ms. Whittaker insists she has done nothing wrong and that she is entitled to freedom of speech.
My letter is responding to a letter of cease and desist from speaking, and I'm saying that I have the right of association and the right of freedom of speech. And therefore, in that regard, I am stating to the party and the Barbadians that the right of freedom of speech is enshrined in the Constitution of Barbados, and that persons should not be made to believe that they should not speak on issues of conscience and issues of justice. I remain supportive of those principles, and therefore I will speak on those matters from wherever I say it.
Ms. Whittaker tells Starcom Network News that being locked out of the party's headquarters is a serious matter for her, and hints that she may be the next to quit the party.
I also object strenuously to being locked out of an institution that I have served faithfully for over nearly 50 years and have given of my best to that institution and to the Barbadian public. My next step is dependent on circumstances, and you can clearly see what the circumstances are. I am a member of the Democratic Labour Party for the time being. That is my position. For the time being, as circumstances arise, I will continue to make further determinations on where I stand. It is a matter really of chess. You make a move and I will make a move, and vice versa. This is where I am.
DLP Council Member Undine Whittaker in the Lunchtime Edition. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, warns that industrial unrest is brewing at the government's Air Navigation Department, which includes air traffic controllers. The NUPW's Deputy General Secretary, Wayne Warren, lists a number of grievances, including pay and allowances.
The National Union of Public Workers announces that there is gross discontentment among officers of the Air Navigation Services Department in relation to matters concerning their terms and conditions of employment. The officers with the Air Traffic Section and the Aeronautical Information Services are pressing demand to have their work-related concerns addressed, including upgrade of pay, outstanding appointments, outstanding payment of acting allowances, inadequate staffing, the need to review and increase allowances, issues relating to physical working conditions, and also issues relating to equipment.
Mr. Warren stresses the need for urgent attention to these concerns.
The NUPW cautions that the gross discontentment has given rise to industrial unrest and impresses on the relevant authorities to definitively address and satisfactorily resolve the grievances of officers of the Air Navigation Services as a matter of urgency.
The NUPW's Deputy General Secretary Wayne Warrend, driving instructors believe the Barbados Licensing Authority is understaffed and see a need for more testing officers. The president of the association, Erskine Cumberbatch, tells Starcom Network News some instructors are forced to wait for several weeks because there are not enough officers to carry out the tests. He says this is frustrating.
Miss. Long overdue that we've been getting persons who had dates for driver's tests. We schedule sometimes two, we schedule sometimes three. We schedule for one person, and it is frustrating, and it is getting to the members of the Barbados Driving Schools Association and other driving instructors. It is unfortunate that we do not have the adequate amount of testing officers to fill the role of testing persons to drive, and it is hard. It is difficult. You could imagine you put weights on your vehicle, you pay to put the weights on the vehicle. You go to do a test, you're there 7 o'clock or 8:30 or 9:30 test, 10:30 test, and then at 11 or 12 o'clock, you're told come back next month.
Mr. Cumberbatch believes at least 8 more testing officers are needed.
They need more testing officers. You need at least 8 testing officers working. I don't know how you could jump from 50 or 60 tests a day to only doing 20 or 25 tests a day. The government needs money, and they need to get testing officers. And that's the most frustrating thing about it. And I don't want them to go on strike. I don't want them to block the yard. I don't want to do nothing nonsensical. I said nonsensical, you know what I mean. I try hard, and I beg and plead with my members. Let me see if we come down, we can handle it. We don't want to block the place and cause no confusion.
The president of the Barbados Driving School Association, Erskine Cumberbatch. Hundreds of thousands of protesters took to Israel's streets today for a second consecutive day as the country was brought to a near halt by a general strike over anger at the government's failure to secure a ceasefire for hostages deal. Israel's largest labor union called for the action to push for a hostage deal, saying the entire Israeli economy will shut down. The protests broke out after Israel's military recovered the bodies of 6 hostages killed in Gaza this weekend. Protesters say Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has not done enough to protect the hostages, adding to mounting pressure on the leader to secure a ceasefire deal with Hamas. 3 of the hostages killed in Gaza, including Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, had been expected to be released in a ceasefire deal. The deal has been thrown into tumult. Our top stories. A shooting suspect escapes police custody at the hospital. Anding Whittaker, a fourth senior member of the opposition DLP considering quitting the party. The NUPW warns of possible industrial unrest at the Air Navigation Department, including the air traffic controllers. Driving instructors complain of an alleged shortage of testing officers at the Barbados Licensing Authority. And Israel hit by a national strike with protesters demanding an end to the Gaza war. The Lunchtime Edition. From Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.